My interest in podcasting is as a teaching tool, so my brief discussion is limited to that use. Podcasting can be a useful tool for generating student interest in a topic. If you're listening to this, in part it's because it's new and interesting to you. Podcasting can take advantage of students' interest in technology and what's new and different in order to introduce them to a topic. So getting attention is certainly a good reason to podcast. Second, podcasting is useful if sound is important to the topic you and your students are studying. If you're teaching music, for example, a podcast illustrating specific elements of certain genres of music seems natural. Sound files of all sorts may be useful for instructors in the sciences, from bird songs in biology to the sounds of solar wind in space. For students and instructors in communication studies, songs, speeches, advertisements, even samples of conversations can be used to illustrate important communication concepts. That brings me to my third reason, personal disclosure. For instructors, the use of a podcast in your own voice gives students another nonverbal channel beyond those cues of a web page that they can use to reduce or, in some cases, maybe validate the fear they have of you as a person or about the content that they're being taught at the moment. Finally, and what I think may be the weakest reason, podcasts can save students time. That is, you may be able to quickly explain a topic orally in an understandable way that is much more convenient than the textbook may. Sometimes students may not be able to make any progress in their learning until they understand a particular concept. I don't advocate heavy reliance on media other than a text, but sometimes hearing it from you does do the trick. So that's it. Four simple reasons, nothing earth-shattering, but I suggest that you try podcasting when you face one or more of the conditions I just described.